Welcome to the Indian Music Charts Podcast and hello 2024. If you're tuning in after the year-end special, you already know a lot can change in a year. Back in January 2023, the Indian music landscape was going through so much and it was such an exciting place. King had just broken the Spotify record for weekly streams with Maan Meri Jaan. Arijit had made it to the top 10 of the global top artist charts. And Natu Natu won the Golden Globe Award for Best Song. It was also the same week we launched the first episode of our podcast in the weekly format. So we thought as we entered a new year, we'd take a look at the charts at that time and the charts today and see how much has changed or conversely, how much has remained the same. And for the first time, we're going to share our top 5 predictions for the year ahead. So let's do this. Okay, Amit, so, you know, big picture question first, right? Top 10, week 1 of Jan 2023. Top 10, week 1 of Jan 2024. What's really changed?
Well, I think like you said, the more things change, the more things remain the same. If you just look back at that very first top 10 that we counted down, there were 4 Bollywood songs in the top 10. There were 2 songs by King. There were 3 Punjabi songs by Canadian artists, including 2 by Shubh. And what has increasingly turned out to be an anomaly, 1 international track. This week, there are 6 Bollywood songs, including 4 from Animal. And there's 1 song by Shubh again. I think if you look at that, it's kind of sort of similarities, you know, in terms of like what was topping the charts then and what was topping the charts now. Just give you a quick recap of what was number one back then. Of course, it was Maan Meri Jaan with those record-breaking numbers. The Bollywood songs on the chart were Apna Banale from Bhediya, Kesariya from Brahmastra, Besharam Rang from Pathaan. So nothing really dominating, in a big way. There was also Manike from Thank God. And like now, when you've got so many songs from Animal, and you've got 2 songs featuring Shah Rukh Khan, this Chaleya from Jawan, and Omahi from Donkey, and then, of course, you have some representation from the sort of pop side of things. Just like you had King topping the charts, you have Anuv Jain on the verge of hopefully topping the chart, number 2 with Puss. And the last regular episode we did, of course, if you might recall, our listeners, was a special episode with his manager, Ayushman Sinha, where he sort of broke down Anuv's streaming success. So there's other stuff. And what we usually do, actually, when we do these, weekly countdowns, we talk about the highlights on the chart, and we just mentioned to you some of them. Number one is Pehle Bhi Main from Animal. It's number one for the 4th straight week. We already mentioned Anuv climbing and Omahi climbing into the top 10. But there are also a couple of other interesting highlights in the top 100, which we'll talk about in a little more detail. And number 80 is Shikayat by Aur, who also chopped of the chart some time ago with Tu Hai Kaha. That's, by the way, that's also out on Sony Music, just like their previous track. And number 26 is moving up for number 86 is Ishq Jaisa Kuch from Fighter. That's been composed by Vishal Shekhar, Shilpa Rao, Kumar and Melody. So yeah, I mean, going back to your question about how things have changed, I think like you can tell by that is that there is... Yeah, exactly. Right? Has it really? I mean, it's just like, it's similar, but I think what's happening
But it's different. Because it's just different tracks.
It's similar, but it's different. You have one, Bollywood soundtrack dominating, but not, and it was not as evenly distributed as last year. You still have some representation from I guess you want to call them independent. King, of course, was signed to Warner.
Pop.
Yeah, and then you have like Husn by Anuv Jain, which again is kind of now distributed by Universal, even though he's kind of independent. And then you have like some Pakistani act, like a token Pakistani act who seems to be like consistently on the survey, like Chris Pasuri, you know,
oh,
in
yeah.
2022. And then you had Kefi Khalil in 2023 with Kahani Suno. And towards the end of the year, you know, Tu Hai Kaha by Aur. Yeah, and then like we already mentioned, Shubh is still around. I mean, he is going strong, controversies notwithstanding. So yeah, it's kind of like things have not changed, but we are still going to make some predictions, even though things have not changed too much.
Yeah, I think it's still a reflection of the charts as of week one. But yeah, like over a period of time, things can change and we do have predictions.
Yeah, so, you know, as we mentioned, King was hands down like the biggest pop artist of 2023. Akhila, I might have already mentioned this.
You already hinted.
Hinted at it. But who do you think has the potential to be the king of 2024?
Yeah, and I think much like your answer, where not much has changed and there are a lot of similarities in what is on the charts, you know, this Jan. There's a lot of similarities between the artists who we predict will be, you know, the pop artist of the year, right? Like King. It's Anuv Jain, right? And very similar to how we discussed King last year. He had just really broken through with Maan Meri Jaan, right? And exactly that is happening with Husn right now, right? It's all over short format. It has also obviously spilled over into streaming. It's, I think, what did you say? Number 2 on the charts, right? It's a viral hit.
And by the way, number 1 in Pakistan.
And number 1 in Pakistan, yes, correct. So this is basically his Maan Meri Jaan, right? And similar to King, when Maan Meri Jaan picked up, his catalog track Tu Aake Dekh Le also started climbing steadily, which again was a track that had a cult following amongst its fan base for many years, right? Barishe is an old track which has had its cult following for like many, many years, but it's sort of seeing that spillover effect of Husn, right? The gap between Pehle and Husn is also narrowing every day. And, you know, it also hit number 1 on the viral charts. So, yeah, if there is someone who's going to, I would say, pull off a King, it's probably a no. But that's exclusively talking about pop musicians. Because, see, Arijit Singh was the big artist of, the biggest artist, rather, of 2022-2023. And it continues to be so even this year, right? Because it was a really big year for Bollywood. And, you know, on that note, what are your predictions for Bollywood? Do you think it's going to continue to see the rise that it's been seeing? Or do you think we're at its plateau?
Yeah, I actually do think it's going to kind of plateau. Because what you had happen, I think, in 2023 was a kind of like a bounce back, a post-pandemic bounce back. And, you know, the kind of return of Bollywood music, you know, in a full-fledged way. And now I think that essentially, you know, it's going to sort of stay consistent. You know, so a lot of people talked about how independent music benefited from, you know, there not being any Bollywood releases. Now I think we're going to see the true test of things where, again, you have a level playing field, right? I mean, there's no, you know, everybody.
There's no unfair advantage. That
exactly, there's no unfair advantage now. And now what's also, but then I think it's also dependent sometimes on the kind of movies that are being made. I mean, and that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, only romantic comedies have a lot of music on them. Although we had a few of those generating big hits in 2023, movies like, you know, Zara Hatke Zara Bachke and Tu Jhooti Main Makkar, but there were also action films like, you know, Pathaan and Jawan generating huge hits, and Animal, of course. So, but what I do feel is that sometimes this is a very heavily dependent on the composers themselves. Like, Pritam pretty much has, you know, every big soundtrack has been behind, you know, a lot of the big soundtracks. And it's basically the trio of him, Amitabh Bhattacharya and Arijit. And sometimes the lyricist changes, but it's these two that have pulled off like maximum hits. And sometimes it's Arijit with some other combination, like maybe with the Sachin Jigar or, you know, somebody like that. And Pritam, from what I know so far at least, doesn't have too much coming up this year. He's got Merry Christmas, you know, which again is...
Which is surprisingly not happening during Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. It's releasing this weekend, and it's again, I think, it's like a suspense thriller. And So, and you know, the music has not really, like, it's
release is not
release, and there's nothing
pop to pre-release.
And then you have the sequel to Life in a Metro, which had some really memorable music when it was released back in the day. It was touted as one of his, you know, big rock soundtracks at the time. And so hopefully that will have some great music. So, you know, he's just got a couple of projects, at least until now. You know, there are other guys like Sachin Jigar, like I mentioned, who are doing, who have had some success. So depending on what they put out, maybe, you know, we'll see more, more and more Bollywood stuff. So far, the slate doesn't, like, nothing's really popping out that this is probably have. You know how it used to be back in the day when you knew there was some big Dharma movie or something like that, that would, like, you knew that the soundtrack was, or maybe a Shah Rukh movie that was going to, like, really have a huge soundtrack, you know, no matter what, you kind of knew that it was going to be a fair amount of hits from that. On the other hand, I don't think that plagiarism allegations of Bollywood are going to decline.
Oh, no, some things are evergreen.
Yeah. And, you know, Pritam got some of that in the previous year. Vishal Shekhar, too, got some for Besharam Rang. And, you know, the funny thing about, you know, the new movie, Fighter, that's going to be out this month, and the music has been doing pretty decently. Like, we just mentioned, like, one of the biggest climbers is from there. But there's another song from the film called Sher Khul Gaye, which has been compared to Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. And, you know, there's surprisingly not been that much of a backlash, because I guess that song, that sound, that disco sound is kind of so templatized nowadays. But, you know, the thing about that movie itself, it's like, it seems like it's the same sort of director, Sahar Anand, who did Pathaan. And this song, that the other song, Ishq Jaisa Kuch, sounds, it's got Vishal Shekhar, it's got Vishal Dardani on vocals along with Shilpa Ramani. It literally sounds like Besharam Rang in another, you know, like
in,
a video. You
in could another just, avatar, you could, it's reincarnated.
You could replace like Hrithik Roshan with Shah Rukh Khan. I mean, it's essentially, it's like replacing.
I actually think I saw someone comment exactly this on YouTube.
Yeah, it's so, I mean, and the song is, I have to say, it's not their best work. I mean, like, you know, these guys, back in the day, they were like making music that was so radical for its time. And I think now these days, like, their music has been serviceable, but it's not been as inventive. So, so when I say that Black Bollywood is going to plateau, I think that the more you have people do what they are continuing to do, you know, then, and not really take risks, then the likelihood of like Bollywood just sticking where it is going to stay. Of course, we haven't discussed like maybe what Rehman is coming up with, or maybe what Anirudh is going to come up with, you know, from the South. So those are, in terms of film soundtrack, maybe, you know, things, like I said, it's, I think it's still going to stay pretty consistent. I think we're now at a point, I think, where it's around 60%, which I think is a fairly, I mean, ideally it would be like 50-50, but, you know, we've gone down from 90%.
Anyway,
that's my thing. But, you know, and then we talk about the other sort of 40%. You know, one of the biggest buzzwords throughout has been basically regional language music. And people have been talking about it for a long, long time. What do you think is going to be the next language to pop? And this is something that we've got at conferences so often. But, you know, this is us. This is us.
Yeah, us doing just that. Yeah, but we'll try to add our own spin to it, right? And, like, you're right. See, the growth of regional music has really been the buzzword, I think, since Jio launched, right? Because it's all really correlated to the fact that the Indian internet is becoming more democratic. People who don't natively only speak English are coming onto these platforms. So naturally, the languages spoken by these people will come to the forefront. The entertainment consumed by these people will come to the forefront, right? And for a very long time, it was between Punjabi, Tamil, and Telugu, right? And Punjabi, obviously, being a lot more on singles versus albums, right? It's more of an independent scene in that sense, even if a lot of it might be released by labels. Maybe I'll say more pop music, right? Non-film music.
But, you know, surprisingly, the guys, especially a lot of them, they do release a lot of albums and EPs. And I find it quite amazing, because the thing is that they will release, like, they're probably the most prolific in the industry, right? The Punjabi artists. They release like a song, sometimes a week, not even a song a month. And on top of that, they release like an EP.
Yeah.
It's not like that EP is then considered like, you know, I'll release tracks of the EP. It'll be like that EP is considered one body of work and then they'll move on to another single the next.
They do, yeah, like put out a lot more music than, you know, any other, you know, sector of the industry. And I think it's also something to note is this often comes from a particular kind of artist, right? It's an artist with a very strong community who knows that they don't need the single strategy to really, you know, thrive, right? Like Diljit does his mainstream stuff. He has the singles coming out, but he drops an album on his own. It does really well. And in fact, like, you know, like Kinni Kinni, which was from the album, I think, is trending all over, right? So it's not even like those hits are smaller hits, right? And the Punjabi music industry has had a much longer time to develop. So I definitely think Punjabi will continue to lead this regional movement, right? Big films from Telugu and Tamil, right? Every single time that they come out, we've seen like language level streams go up. This year, we had seen moments where multiple regional tracks were on the top 10, right? So that truly shows that. I mean, yeah, last year. Yeah. But y'all know this, right? Jan is technically part of last year in our minds. But yes, you're correct. 2023, right? We saw a lot of moments where there were multiple, you know, southern language tracks that were there within the top 10, predominantly Tamil, actually, right? Year before that was, I think, more for Telugu. And there is a little bit of a cue from these trends as to what might be ahead for us, right? Haryanvi as a language is obviously it's his own thing, but there are a lot of similarities in the sound, right? There's also a lot of similarities in the way that industry operates, right? Again, it's like very, it's not a film dominated market. It's a lot of artist centric releases, a lot more singles, right? The year that went by, like we did see a Haryanvi track on top 10 also, which is Kalishi Chori, right? This year, in fact, this one of this week's new entries at number 174, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, is Jalle 2 by Shiva Chaudhary.
Yeah, it's Jalle.
Jalle, right? Okay. This track is at 174 on streaming services, or rather on Spotify specifically. It's number one on YouTube, right? So I think we can expect to see a lot more Haryanvi representation on the charts. With the South, something that's interestingly happening is while it has been a film-dominated market, it will remain to be so for quite some time. There has been a lot of investment by, you know, a lot of the majors in the South, right? In terms of acquisitions, in terms of signing hip-hop artists, right? And across many majors. We've also seen a platform like Spotify. They started Radar in various languages, Tamil included. So somewhere, this is all sort of going to compound, right? And I think this year is going to be a very foundational year for non-film music from the South. I'm still not too sure if you're going to see very, very big hits the way we see in Punjabi. But I think the foundational blocks are going to be laid in the sense you're going to see more acquisitions. You're probably going to see more artist signings that happen from the South, particularly in non-film. So those are some of my major predictions on regional. The one thing I kind of want to add, which is, you know, not a part of the same question, but is somewhere related to it, is when something gains, it's usually taking away from something else. And as most listeners of the show might have already predicted, it's at the cost of international music, right? This week, the highest ranked international track is a catalog track. It's I Wanna Be Yours by the Arctic Monkeys. It's the number 67. This time last year, the highest ranked English track was at number 10, and that was Unholy, right? So you are actually seeing that it's not just quantum, it's even in terms of the ranking that English is sort of taking a little bit of a backseat. And on that note, actually, talking about international music, what is your sort of view on the state of, you know, the falling market share, where it might head in 2024?
I mean, you know, I Wanna Be Yours is over 10 years old right now. I mean, it makes me feel old, but like it was 2013 and it pretty much, you know, has stayed consistent on the chart, I think, because of its virality. So, you know, we talked about this several times before, you know, that the one way that international music makes it onto the charts is if it trends on short format video. I don't think that's going to change. But I think also, as I was reading somewhere, that 2023 was really short on like big releases by, you know, superstar acts. I don't know whether that makes any impact at all. Like, apart from like Taylor Swift, who even the new stuff she released was basically, you know, it was older material, like her Taylor's versions. Drake put out some stuff, but again, it didn't have like the kind of impact that, you know, it had before. The Weeknd, I think, is probably the most streamed international act on Indian streaming services. He, again, he did well, but with catalog stuff again. But nothing from, say, Justin Bieber, you know, Rihanna, you know, much threatened comeback didn't happen. So, you know, I guess in terms of that, maybe that has some kind of impact. So maybe that's a caveat that we need to put out there. But, you know, what I do feel is that in international music in Indian languages will continue to thrive. We already mentioned that, or I mean, technically, they're a Pakistani band and therefore international, and, you know, are singing Urdu. They have the highest new entry of the week, Tu Hai Kaha, number one on Spotify, still in the top five. You know, they have obviously tied up with Sony. So when you talk about label investment, you know, there's obviously going to be some kind of push that's coming in to make sure that they, you know, get the attention, as much attention that they can possibly get. And then you have somebody like Shubh, right, who you know, continues to be a streaming phenomenon, despite of, you know, maybe like, you know, there have been calls to like boycott him and stuff like that. But they,
they have, like, and it has had very little impact.
Yeah, it's had a very minimal impact, which is, it's kind of surprising in a way, and it's kind of good in a way that, you know, some of this stuff doesn't really impact what people's listening choices are. You know, he dropped a surprise EP on Friday. You know, our charts looked at the previous week's streams. But that, all four tracks from the new album are doing pretty well on the daily charts. So we can expect to see even more stuff from Shubh coming out. Now, he's, again, an international artist, you know, singing and rapping in Punjabi, based out of Canada. We've spoken so much about, you know, Punjabi music from Canada being probably the biggest subgenre of the year in 2022 and 2023. So that will continue, I feel. So I think if you have these kind of like pockets of artists coming up from other, you know, other countries, you know, we haven't seen it. We've seen Canada like being a huge part of it, you know, especially when you have, you know, a label like Warner Music investing in this, and, you know, kind of starting a Canada sort of, you know, a specific label dedicated to South Asian music. You know, this week brought the news that Universal has acquired a label that has a lot of, you know, some of the biggest catalog music, you know, coming out of the UK. So I think a lot of like Nusrat stuff, some Bali Sabu stuff, you know. So my first thought was like, oh wow, we're going to see like a whole bunch of like now samples happen. Samples and remixes and remix and stuff like that. And then you have, so you have, I think, like regions like Canada and the UK, you know, where these labels are really, you know, sort of banking on, you know, this by launching these new endeavors. So I think that would probably
international music made internationally but made for India, which is really quite a shift in what constitutes international music.
Yeah, and I think that when you sort of look at it, I mean, that's the thing, that when we talk about it, we really don't talk about it as international music, because to us it's Indian music. It's an Indian language, it's made by an artist of Indian origin, it is Indian music. Sometimes it might be made by an artist from South Asian origin, but, you know, essentially, the bones of it are the same. And we're talking about, like, international artists, but there's artists like Jonita Gandhi, who you probably don't know is, like, from Canada, and she's signed to, you know, 91 North Records, which is the Warner Music South Asian label that we were talking about. Is she technically an Indian artist or international artist? We don't know, but, like, if it's on a foreign label, it's kind of like, you know, it's all a bit like amorphous. But, you know, let's get more specific stuff. And lastly, I want to ask you, what are your predictions for music marketing? You know, 2023, re-establish short format as the main hit-making channel. It's obviously going to continue. Mm-hmm. But what else do you think is going to become increasingly important?
Yeah, music marketing has really evolved over the last years and, rapidly more so in the last year, right? In fact, I think short format video has pretty much become like the biggest driver of performance marketing for music. And, something we've discussed multiple times over the year that went by is the rise of latent hits, right? Which is essentially any track that releases at a certain point in time, but it starts charting much later. In some cases, it can be a few months. In many cases, it's actually been many years, right? The gap between it becoming a hit and it releasing. We're going to see a lot more of this in 2024. But two things are going to drive it even further. One is the role of niche communities are going to become even more important. And, I want to give a shout out to my friend Arpit Vijay, who brought this track to my notice. And he kind of gave me a little bit of a lowdown on how this track has kind of grown using the power of the gaming community. Okay, the track is called Maharani. And it's actually on the weekly charts this week at number 43, and it has moved up 26 positions. It's by Karun, Arpit Bala, Revo Lekak, and the producer's Lambo Drive. And what's very interesting is the featuring artist or the collaborating artist, Arpit Bala, he had collaborated with a gamer called Dank Rishu for a track called Wushang Clan. And so he really kind of blew up in the gaming community. And this collaboration happened more recently. So he started popping with the gaming community. So gaming pages started looking into his catalog content as well. And that's how this track, which almost released 23 months ago, has now really started picking up in Jan 2024. Right? And that's one, this is the power of a community like the gaming community. The second thing is it's also the crossover between music and creators, right? Like we spoke about, Vicky Kaushal is not a creator, but he's essentially someone outside the music industry. And his reel really propelled Obsessed forward, right? And in a similar case, although this is not a big celebrity, but it's a creator, a YouTuber, for Maharani, this creator called @ShubhamGaur09, he used this track in his, it was a comedy sketch that he did about the new year. Okay, that reel has been shared 2 million times. So that means it has literally gone into the inbox of people on Instagram where the song has played, right? And really tapping into the right music allied creators is going to become really important to really breaking tracks in 2024.
Yeah, and as you mentioned communities, I think another thing about this track is that it is a hip hop track and it's got three rappers on it, Karun, Arpit Bala and Revo Lekak. They're all rappers, and if you look at the video which just came out, obviously it's a really pretty crazy video. Very nicely done. It features a bunch of cameos from rappers from the Delhi music scene, and I just saw it and I was like, this is a universe that we are so like we don't even know much about. And there's such a strong community in there because there's so many cameos. I think somebody who's really into that scene will be like, oh, wow, this is really fun because that guy's doing that role and, that doing that. And you're seeing this coming together of a community, not just like, a fairly obvious one, not just like a music adjacent gaming community, but even within the community of like hip hop, you're seeing, this kind of coming together, increasing collaboration. And I think collaboration is going to be another key to virality as well, because you never know which part of the song is going to go viral, right? Take something like Obsessed. It has a chorus in Hindi by Abhijay Sharma. The Punjabi rap, of course, was by Riyar Saab. You would think sometimes that the hookiest part of the song, which sometimes would be the chorus, it's not always the case, but probably the one that would trend. But in that case, it was actually a part of the opening of the track by Riyar Saab that really went viral. And then Abhijay Sharma sort of, had also a great, his sort of streams also increased as a result and people got to know who he was. So I think collaboration has, multifold benefits, not only just, feeding off each other's fan bases, but also never knowing which part of a track or what section people will vibe with or who people will vibe with.
Maharani, like the part that got picked up on short format, it's like a verse. It's Hanji Hanji, De Do Mic Pe Light Up hair, yeah. which I don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
but
and not like the yeah. So if you go to Genius, you'll see a little some citations of like little verses and what they mean.
I need to do that. I do need to do that.
And
do you know what this means?
No, but there's some other things that they talk about. I mean, there's something about a bob cut girl who is supposed to be like, you know, and it's basically how it's a play on the word of line. Like there could be a line after her, but also her lines are really, you know, sharp because she, you know, something
like that. Oh, she has a bob cut? Okay.
Yeah, apparently.
This is the kind of deep that I was not ready for. It's 10:30 at night when we're recording this.
So, you know, but then this song, just to give people an idea where it is at right now, Maharani is peaked at number 5 on the daily viral songs in India. At it's number 4 in Pakistan and number 8 globally. So, you know, I guess that global is coming very much from the South Asian diaspora community. It's again hip hop music, again very specific references, but again a song that has a catchy hook and chorus. So you don't, even if you don't understand it, you can enjoy it. On a very broad basis, I mean, what we're doing right now, it's very early in the year. We acknowledge we have taken songs that are on the charts, as we actually, I mean, we always pretty much do, and kind of sort of projected what we think. What kind of trends they sort of indicate, so whether that's Anu becoming, you know, the indie artist that really blows up into the mainstream, or whether it's collaborations, you know, and communities helping drive virality, which is kind of like an obvious thing to say, but, you know, when you actually see it happen, and what we're essentially saying that you're going to see more of it happening. I mean, because when a track like Obsessed broke through, it became enough of something, you know, unique for us to make an entire episode about. Yeah. I don't know that we'll see,
the year is very long and far ahead. If we totally might be able to, who knows?
Yeah, and, you know, as hip-hop always pops very strongly on Apple Music, Maharani, you mentioned, you know, peak number 40 so far on Spotify. It's already in the top 30 on Apple Music. So, likely to do very well, and also I think do decently on YouTube. If you check out the video, it's kind of like this big story. You know, it's set in a wedding, and it's
that's our top 5 predictions for 2024. We will be revisiting this episode in December to see how well we track, because we track the charts, we also track ourselves. But we definitely want to hear from our listeners. So, you know, if you're on Spotify, we'll leave a poll, we'll leave a question and answer. This could be a little time capsule that we all come back to at the end of the year. Before we sign off, a quick announcement. If you're a regular listener, you know Amit and I are really passionate about Indian independent music. And one of our favorite indie music festivals, Control All Delete, is happening this weekend. This is a crowdsourced event where you can pay what you want and attend the event, and all the profits are divided equally amongst the artists. So if you, like us, would like to hashtag support the scene, you can contribute to the upcoming edition, which will happen at Roaring Farms in Mumbai. Tickets are out on Skillbox. We will leave the link in the description. And you're going to be there, any spotters? Do come say hi, and we will see y'all next week with a new episode.